Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
There are only a few more matches to go before a winner takes home some big money in the soccer tournament, or TST for short. Good evening, I'm Matt Tallhelm in for Julian Grace. A $1.7 million prize is on the line at that international tournament in Cary. Now, it hasn't all gone smoothly. One team had to withdraw from the first day after a player used a racial slur on the field. WRAL's Monica Casey, live now at WakeMed Soccer Park in Cary right now. Monica, how are things looking out there tonight?
Well, the last quarterfinal game just wrapped up a few minutes ago. The semifinal matches will be coming up later tonight as well. We have seen tons of excited soccer fans filling this stadium all day. By the end of this tournament tomorrow, 32 teams will have competed in 63 games. Organizers tell WRAL attendance and ticket sales have already exceeded expectations. This tournament is a bit different from what you might have seen at the World Cup or the Olympics. These games have two 20-minute halves on a field that's slightly smaller than a traditional soccer field, and there are only seven players on each side. But fans are just as excited.
I actually heard about this from my sister-in-law. We've always been involved in local youth soccer. Don't have a dog in the fight, but it's been great just watching the talent.
We both had daughters that have played soccer their whole lives, and we're local, so we thought it'd be a great tournament. It's been great so far.
And while one team will take home a $1 million prize, Dallas United isn't in the running. That team pulled out after one of its players used a racial slur on Thursday directed toward a West Ham United player during their game. The two semifinal games tonight will start at 7:30 and 9 o'clock. Matt?
Yeah, they're going to play hard when they've got that money on the line. Monica Casey live at WakeMed Soccer Park in Cary for us. Thanks, Monica. New tonight, a catastrophic economic crisis is averted with a swipe of a pen. Today, President Biden signed a law that suspends the nation's debt limit through January 1st, 2025. He signed that legislation just days before the deadline, June 5th. The bipartisan deal was quickly rushed through Congress, with the House passing it Wednesday, followed by the Senate on Thursday.
I know bipartisanship is hard, and unity is hard, but we can never stop trying. Because in moments like this one, the ones we just faced, where the American economy and the world economy is at risk of collapsing, there's no other way.
The legislation caps non-defense spending, and it expands work requirements for people who receive food stamps. Police are investigating fires set overnight at five locations in Burlington, causing more than $200,000 in damage. Several of those fires involved vehicles. Police released this surveillance picture showing the face of the man they say set all those fires. They're asking anyone who recognizes him to call the police department or Crime Stoppers. Police say the first fire started at an Enterprise rent-a-car shortly after 2:30 this morning. There were several small fires inside the building, which firefighters quickly put out. Now, we want you to take a look at some surveillance video right here sent to WRAL by the owner of a car dealership there. It shows what appears to be a person using a lighter on the fuel tank. You can see a little flicker. And then there's a puff of smoke in this. Now, we spoke with the owner, who tells us a BMW was set on fire and there were some small fires to the inside upholstery and dashboards of three more cars. The dealer tells us he has insurance. He'll be okay. But he hopes someone can identify that man and help police catch him so he can't do any more damage. New tonight, police in Cary arrested this man in connection with a car break-in at a shopping center. 26-year-old Dustin Zaner Bowen was arrested today at a pawn shop in Raleigh. This started when a Cary couple filmed a man breaking into a vehicle in Waverly Place earlier this week. We showed you this video on WRAL. They posted it and the photos along with it to Facebook. Police say it's too early to tell at this point if it's connected to car break-ins at several hotels in Cary earlier this week and at four fire stations in town last week. Deputies in Edgecombe County arrested a man after a chase ended with a deputy's cruiser sideswiped. Deputies arrested Quaterius Downing after a 20-mile pursuit. This began on Britt Farm Road in Caneda. When deputies say Downing tried to avoid checking station there, deputies caught up to Downing, but they say he refused to stop. They say Downing sideswiped a sheriff's office cruiser and then spun out into a field, and that's where he was arrested. Right now, we are keeping an eye out for some pop-up storms in our northern counties here. Meteorologist Anthony Baglione is tracking the radar in the WRAL Severe Weather Center for us. Anthony, how's it looking out there tonight?
Oh, well, thankfully, Matt, most of our viewing area at this point is nice and dry. It certainly has been a hot start to the weekend, right? But this is where we're tracking that coverage right now. Like you said, mainly north and west of the triangle of most of our viewing area. Notice there is even some lightning up into Virginia as these continue to push to the south and west. I can't rule out the chance there completely as we head over the next couple of hours for a passing shower. Places like Durham, as we head toward Roxborough, our northwestern areas, I really think most of us from Raleigh down to the south should be nice and dry. There is future cast, though. We continue to watch that potential. Again, north and west of the triangle, we're going to see that continue to push out. Very limited coverage. I would not cancel any plans if you're headed out there this evening. We head into tomorrow morning. We do have the cloud cover with us there, Matt, to start off tomorrow morning, but we will talk about an even warmer forecast on the way, plus a few more chances of rain here coming up in a few minutes.
Definitely feeling like summer out there. Thanks, Anthony. The WRL Breaking News Tracker was on the scene of a crash and carry involving four vehicles. Look at that. This happened on Morrisville Parkway and Davis Drive. Police tell us a Volkswagen Jetta hit a Ford Escape that was towing a trailer, causing it to disconnect from the SUV. Police say the trailer then rolled into the opposite lanes and hit two other cars. The driver and passenger of the Jetta were taken to the hospital with minor injuries. The driver is cited for driving with a revoked license. Police in Garner say a woman was hurt when she was hit by a vehicle. This is some video from the scene there at the intersection of U.S. 70 and Mechanical Boulevard. You can see people got out there and they tried to help that woman. Police say she was hit while crossing the street. They tell us her injuries do not appear to be serious, but she was taken to the hospital to be checked out. There's no word on any charges. June is Gun Violence Awareness Month. Rates of gun violence are up all across the country, especially involving juveniles. WRAL's Luis Fernandez shows us how the Wake County Sheriff's Office is working to combat these trends with a call for responsible gun ownership.
I live in Sir Walter Apartments on Fayetteville Street, right downtown right here.
61-year-old Andre Bryant lives in Raleigh. He says he worries about gun violence in his city.
I'm going to tell you, man, you know, it's no joke out here. Life is a serious situation out here, man.
That's why the Wake County Sheriff's Office plans on holding events like this all month long, educating the community on proper ways to combat gun violence, especially by being responsible gun owners.
This is about saving lives.
It can be stressful.
Dr. Osi Udekwu is the director of trauma at Wake Med. He says gun violence especially is difficult on his staff.
When it occurs in young adults and children, I think even the providers see their own kids or friends as potential victims.
Udekwu says Wake Med has seen an uptick in gunshot wounds, about a 5% increase since 2020 overall, but in kids 18 years old and younger, that number is vastly different. 9 victims in 2020, 9 in 2021, and 31 in 2022.
We want everybody to look really at firearm injuries as a public health issue so that we can look at what the risk factors are, what the mitigating factors are, to see what we can do within the community to try to reduce their incidents.
A prime example, gun safes or gun locks.
We're giving these away for free, and they're very, very simple, but they're effective. They keep the gun from being loaded. They keep getting out of the wrong hands.
Bryant doesn't have a weapon himself, but plans on passing on this gun lock to a friend that does.
That'd be one gun, you know what I mean? At least that has security.
One more step toward a safer community. Luis Fernandez, WRAL News, Raleigh.
Yeah, lock those guns up. The Wake County Sheriff's Office will hold another one of these safety events in Fuquay Arena on June 17th. Free gun locks and safety information will be available there as well. If you are putting a child passenger seat in your car, you really should get it inspected by an expert. That's why Fuquay Arena Police hosted an inspection event today at Growers Market on North Main Street. Technicians were there to make sure seats are properly installed and to answer any questions from parents about child safety. Police say proper car seat installation requires a pro, and they have them.
In order to provide this inspection, you must be certified as a child safety seat technician through the through Safe Kids Worldwide. They are the certifying body offering this certification to all individuals, not just law enforcement.
If you need a child seat inspection and you couldn't get out there today, you can call Fuquay-Varina Police and make an appointment. They have technicians available to do those inspections 24/7. And if that's not a convenient location for your family, just go to safekids.org for a list of inspection stations and events near you. A new urgent care center is open in the Triangle for children and teenagers experiencing a mental health crisis. The Hope Center for Youth and Family Crisis in Fuquay-Varina is operated by Alliance Health and Kids Peace. The Behavioral Urgent Care Health Center there is fully staffed with nurses and other experts.
On Monday, June 5th, we will begin providing 24-hour, 365-day-a-year service to families in Wake and surrounding counties.
The Hope Center is on West Ransom Street near downtown Fuquay-Varina. You can now go to the DMV on Saturdays at 16 locations across the state. These are the offices in our area that are open Saturday mornings. There's two in Raleigh, one in Fayetteville, and one in Wilmington. It is part of the department's plan to deal with a busy summer season. The state plans to expand those Saturday hours beyond the summer and at more locations as it hires more people. The Bull City celebrates African-American culture. Coming up, we'll show you some of the highlights from this year's Bimbe Festival in Durham. Plus, a Pride celebration shows support for the LGBTQ plus community in Chapel Hill. Still ahead, what makes this festival different this year? The national award-winning Bimbe Cultural Arts Festival returned to Durham, and WRAL is a proud community partner. Always a lot of fun, music, and dance out there. Today's event celebrated African and African-American history, culture, arts, and traditions at Rock Quarry Park.
This festival hasn't lasted 53 years because of the organizers. It's been the people that come here every year. We call it kind of a family reunion because we have people that have grown up coming to Bimbe, and now they're bringing their children to Bimbe. So it's a significant event for the city of Durham.
WRAL's Aaron Thomas, Laura Levine, and Ken Smith were all out there at the festival. Well, a lot of people are out and about in downtown Raleigh here enjoying a whole lot of different flavors from all over the world. The International Food Festival, look at that. That looks good. It's right in time for dinner here. It's underway right now at City Plaza on Fayetteville Street. Some sauerkraut there from Germany. It includes more than 50 food trucks with dishes from all kinds of countries. It is one of the easiest ways you can find to get a taste of different cultures all in one place.
The beer is so different. Yeah, it's all different.
I don't know if I'm saying it right, but the Azerbaijan food, that's really, really good.
That's what we ate. Yeah, it was very nice. So different.
I like it. She tried all the beers. That's a pretty good way to spend a Saturday here. The festival also has the largest outdoor international dance party with nonstop performances. That festival runs until 9 o'clock tonight. June is Pride Month, a celebration of the LGBTQ community. And in Chapel Hill, it kicked off this month-long celebration with a promenade and several other downtown events today. Hundreds of people turned out for the celebration.
It's critical. It's always important, but especially now when LGBTQ rights and especially trans rights are under such attack with so much hatred from our legislature, it's so important to come together and stay positive because change is possible and it will happen.
This is the second year for the Chapel Hill Pride Month Promenade. So many festivals going on, Anthony, this weekend with such great weather, although we just have a couple clouds out there, but a weekend with sun, what is that?
I know, right? I looked down, I was like, what is that glowing orb up in the sky that we have not seen here the past little while? It's just enough heat out there right now to spark a few light showers and storms, mainly west of our viewing area. And so as you're headed out this afternoon, this evening, I do not anticipate big time issues. Just take the water with you. It's going to be a hot one out there. Here's where we sit right now. Let's talk briefly here about where we sit on dual Doppler 5000. This is ahead of a cold front that comes through tonight, and you can see some very hit or miss coverage even to the south and west of the city of Durham there. These are all pushing down to the southwest. Could even see a light sprinkle around the city of Raleigh. And as we head up toward Virginia, South Hill, Roxborough, some of these could clip those areas here over the next couple of hours. That's really where the bulk of this coverage is going to be. It's going to be really light at that. We see toward the western parts of our viewing area, even out of of our viewing area. That's where the showers are at this point. That is also where we do have that level one risk. It does include just a very small sliver right now of, let's say, South Hill or Mecklenburg County up into Virginia, a very small portion of our viewing area. But nonetheless, I want to make you aware here, if you're in those areas, could see a few damaging wind gusts as these push through. Most of our viewing area can rest easy and see lots of dry time here. There's 8 o'clock this evening. Futurecast continues to push those showers and storms out of here. We will start to see increasing cloud cover, though, overnight tonight. You'll probably notice that out the door tomorrow morning as you're up and at them on your Sunday. I think we'll start off with a lot of clouds. Through the day, though, we start to make some progress and get some more sunshine into the afternoon. Like the picture we're seeing out there at Carolina Beach. I was watching this camera and still, of course, very packed out there. We had the Carolina Beach Music Festival going on earlier today. Tons of people out there. It's a good day for it. It's hot. 87 degrees is where we sit right now in Raleigh. We did make it to 90 in Fayetteville, 86 in Southern Pines. We're at 87 in Durham, 82 degrees right now in Roxborough. Good afternoon to you. We'll see those increasing clouds tonight. Upper 50s for temperatures, low 60s as that cold front crosses. It's going to be very comfortable here heading into tomorrow. It's going to be cooler, relatively speaking. Temperatures in the upper 70s tomorrow. Low humidity. That sunshine returns by the afternoon. It should be feeling great. We're at 84 for our normal high temperature. And notice we really keep those warm temperatures over the next couple of days. 83 on Monday, a quick warm up there to 87 on Tuesday, and then 81 once again by Thursday. So yes, a little bit of a brief cool down tomorrow, but summer, even though it's not officially here, certainly returns in full force for most of this upcoming week. Let's talk about here the tropics. We still have one system. This is the last advisory from the Hurricane Center on what is now post-tropical cyclone Arlene. It's going to kind of scoot between the Florida Keys and Cuba. Winds are at 30 miles an hour right now. We do not have any other systems to worry about. Of course, we will let you know if that changes. Here's where we're headed. Look how nice overall this forecast looks. We have mainly the 80s, minimal rain chances the next little while. We're at 83 on Monday, 87 there, man, into Tuesday. Again, minimal 20% chances just of some stray showers this week. Very typical summertime pattern headed this way.
Okay, thank you, Anthony. With that summer-like weather, that means it's baseball season, right?
Yes, Matt. And you know what? It's also today was elimination day in the first round of the regional NCAA baseball tournament. Could Carolina get out of its own slump? Plus, this is the face you make when? Well, I'll tell you when we come back.
And just like that, the lead is...
It's always a tough turnaround when you lose the opening night game in regionals. Then you got to turn right around and play roughly 12 hours later with your season on the line. For North Carolina head coach Scott Forbes, he's told his team, well, you know what? We just have to forget about that loss and move on. Let's get you out to Terre Haute. Heels taking on Wright State. Mac Horvath looking to just get right out of his own slump. Bottom of three, runners at the corners. Horvath grounds out to short. He was now 0 for 5 on the weekend at this point, but that's going to play Colby Wilkerson, Heels' first lead of the weekend, to the fifth. Raiders with a chance to take a lead. An absolute monster blast. This one's going, going, and it is robbed by Casey Cook. Must be in the name. Take another look here. Cook doing his best Vance Honeycutt. That steals a go-ahead bomb, keeping it the same score. Over to the seventh inning now, two on for Horvath, and the Mac Daddy finally breaks through. The three-run shot, his 23rd of the season. That's the third most for a single season in school history. That made it 4-0 Carolina. How about Max Carlson? Have a day. He goes 6 and some change, helping UNC to its first tournament shutout since 2019. Heels will face the loser of Iowa and Indiana State tomorrow. To the Columbia Regional, Campbell did not look like themselves in yesterday's loss to State. And boy, things were not going much better today. Season on the line, down 5-1 to Central Connecticut, searching for their high-powered offense somewhere. Someone find it. Well, they finally find it in the seventh. Bryce Arnold, a 394-foot grand slam, had the Camels right back in this one. We were all square at 5, and then Campbell blows it open in the 8th inning. Check out that. There it is. There's the face right there. What, he was shocked at this offense, right? Shouldn't be, because we know it was coming. Jared Belbin, good day, mate. The Aussie hits his 20th home run of the season. Campbell survives 10-5. They await the losers of South Carolina and NC State. Head coach Justin Hare in the postgame.
15 innings of this regional. The offense.
You've got to beat them all. You got to beat everybody in your regional, and it doesn't matter when you do it. You just have to get it done if you want to come out of this thing alive. And so our focus will be on whoever's next. Whenever that game is over tonight, our staff is already prepared, and our players will show up and do what we do and take care of our business and put ourselves in the best position to perform at the highest level we can.
It was a wild finish last night in the Conway Regional. Ryder upset Coastal Carolina 11-10 in extra innings, but the Shawnts bounced back in a big way today, ending UNC Wilmington's season with a 12-2 win. Finally, I know, Canes fans, this one is tough, believe me, but the Stanley Cup Final is here. Puck drops tonight for Game 1 between the Florida Panthers and Las Vegas Golden Knights. Each team has made just one appearance in the final. Vegas did it in its inaugural season back in 2018, then they lost to the Capitals. While Florida, they haven't been close to Lord Stanley since 1996. That game gets underway here later tonight. Plus, we also have Duke, we have NC State, and East Carolina. Matt, they've all gotten underway in their winner's bracket games here tonight. We'll have those highlights for you coming up tonight.
Yeah, a lot going on, but it is so painful for Canes fans. I mean, come on, you had to bring it up for them.
I know. Well, I'm living right in it, too, man. It's been killing me, but yeah.
Okay,
hockey's great hockey.
Exactly. Thanks, Casey, and thank you for joining us tonight. Stick around. We have more news on WRAL News on Fox 50 at 10 o'clock, then WRAL News at 11. We hope you'll join us then. Until then, get outside and enjoy this great Saturday evening.